Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings. I'm coming to you live from Thank Hope for Infinity Ministries by way of BTR, Transcending Sankofa, the title of the show, the subtitle for this evening, and has been for a few days, is forgiveness. But before I begin, I'm going to usher myself into the space with a song by Darryl Cooley. I'm not really sure what name it is, what the title of the song is, but these are songs that pretty much assisted and aided me in the transcending or transforming of the renewing of my own mind. So please enjoy, and I'll be right back. Sit tight.
All of my sins, and to reach you back.
Okay, sorry about that. I had myself on mute, but I am Yahshua Elohim, your host for Transcending Sankofa. I was just saying that I was just so, I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to experience gospel singing, real, I mean, that real raw gospel music, and the gospel music, the good news that really hits you in the very core of your being, in all the cores of your being. I trust that there are seven or more, but I definitely know that there are seven. I'm just very grateful. That was Daryl Cooley singing, I don't know the name of the song, but hey, it was a beautiful song. And, you know, what amazes me about gospel music is that for me, a lot of times it sounds like a love song. It sounds like the soul itself is singing out to the spirit of all that is and all that will ever be. You know, and what comes to mind now is singing out praises and giving praises and acknowledgement, recognition, and realization to the power of the Holy Spirit that rests and broods over us on a day-to-day basis. And I just, I tend to experience, even though I'm listening to music, I have an experience in listening to that music. And I'm pretty sure some people have the same experiences as I do. And I trust that when you're having an experience with the music itself, the energy of the music, there's a transformation, there's a transcending, there's a transmuting process that's going on with you internally. This is why it's so important to be careful for what you listen to, because, you know, everything is energy and it can enter into your space and cause discord and misalignment. And we don't want that. We don't want that. But nevertheless, we come here to experience the contrast of life so that we may walk into and move towards the clarity of life. What I call the clarity of life, I say the light. The light. The light of life. The life of life. Of light. The eternal flame of all that is and all that will ever be. That would be my clarity. And you experience that through wisdom. You gain knowledge, and through that knowledge, you cultivate and you come into wisdom. You come into wisdom. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. But now that I am a spiritually mature woman, it is a must that I speak as a spiritually mature woman. So, and I'm so grateful that I can share the experience. I'm very grateful that I can share the experience. But getting back to the topic, which is forgiveness, you know, usually I receive downloads in my sleeping hours, and I guess you can. I'm pretty much a dreamer. I do most of my studying, gathering of information in my dreams. And, you know, when you're dreaming, there is a space of freedom where the soul is not bound by the activities of the flesh to dream. But this one particular afternoon I took me a nap and I was dreaming and I was talking. I'm talking and people are talking to me. And when I came to, I asked myself, I said, okay, well, what was that all about? What was that all about? And what were we talking about? And when I asked the question, what came into my mind and what bubbled up in me is that the hardest and the most challenging gift to give someone is forgiveness. That is the hardest and the most challenging thing, gift to give a person. Is forgiveness. It is challenging and it's hard simply because we perceive the beholder, the one who is given the gift, as a condition, situation, or circumstance that is perceived from a distorted and misaligned vantage point. So how it came to me, and I'm going to see if I could play something back for you to listen to. And hopefully you can hear it, but if you can't hear it, then I would have to repeat it. You're going to be able to hear it. But nevertheless, I'm going to go ahead and try to repeat it as much as I possibly can. Life itself is a gift. Life itself is a gift. To be able, having the ability to express life. Therefore, every experience that you have within life and the expression of life is a gift. And because it is a gift, we have to, as a divine design, a divine plan that is designed to elevate, expand, and assist you in the cultivation of your soul and the purpose of your soul. The ultimate purpose of this, however that may look, every soul has a blueprint. It has a blueprint. The ultimate goal is to give birth to that which the soul has come to express. As you become more and more aligned with the levels of truth, levels of clarity, clarity of wisdom, you will, too, because you realize how important it is for you to do, because it has to do with the cultivation and the elevation of your soul purpose. It's imperative that you forgive. No matter what it is, all adversary to your life, our life, to assist and elevate our soul's purpose. That's the bottom line. And this is why when they were crucifying, well, in the story, when they were crucifying Yeshua, and of course, you know, people wanted him to fight back, to go against. But Yeshua took the path of least resistance. And he said within himself, forgive them for they know not what they do. Because he knew that that was the thing in which he needed to do in order to come into the fullness and the purpose of his own soul. Spirit of truth. I find it it's easy to receive a gift that is dressed up with colors and lights and what have you. But it is challenging to receive a gift that you feel like is a betrayal or is a violation or assault against you, your character, your family, anything. Everything comes into your life and it is a gift. And you cannot experience the fullness of that gift until you forgive. You forgive and give forth the gift to a higher power, your higher self, the soul of who you are. And in doing so, that is where the transcending and the transformation begins to take place. But you have to be a willing participant in this divine plan. You have to be a willing participant. And you do have choices. Either you take the path of least resistance, which is to forgive, release and let go, or you take the path of resistance where you are constantly and consistently warring against yourself, having an internal conflict within yourself because unforgiveness is in your view. And that is the bread in which you are feeding from, unforgiveness. There's no life in it. There's no life in it. And I cannot express this or this concern unless I have the experience myself. And I'm only speaking from experience. I know what it is to be locked up and in chains, bound by unforgiveness. And in that unforgiveness, you begin to cultivate other energies and spirits and however you want to call them, feelings of that same vibe, unforgiveness, anger, pride, jealousy, envy, resentment, regret, bitterness, hate, and it goes on and on and on until you have a cluster of feelings that you have cultivated from unforgiveness, because unforgiveness is the seed that has given birth to all the others. I think it's a very interesting topic, and it's definitely one to be looked at for sure, especially if you are going through such a thing. You have to find within your heart and ask your soul to give you strength to see forgiveness so that you can continue on this journey, this soul journey, as the expression of life. Would be my end of forgiveness. That is the end of that. The theme of Sankofa Infinity Ministries, the theme of it, is to focus on cultivating the relationship between you, your soul, and your spirit. That is the, to me, that is the ultimate relationship. And without the alignment of all of those that I just mentioned, the alignment that you would have with a relationship outside of yourself will show itself. It will give you a reflection of what is really going on inside of you. What is really going on inside of you? Disharmony, discord, alignment. In my soul journey, that was, and it still is, the most important thing in my life here in this space, is to be able to have a healthy, soul-bound, spirit-talking relationship with. In that regard, I challenge you, the listener, or anyone who chooses to listen, that you find within yourself, and you ask yourself, what type of relationship do you have with you, yourself? How do you treat yourself? How do you feed yourself? How do you feel about yourself? How do you think about yourself? How do you dress yourself? How do you posture yourself? This is the relationship. This is the first relationship. Once you are out of your mother's nest, of course. But I think even in your mother's nest, you are on that path of cultivating a relationship with yourself. But oftentimes we miss that train. We miss that train to cultivate ourselves because we become entangled and bound by the weights and the projections of others who are around us and who love us, who really, really love us. But they're doing the best that they can possibly do. But there comes a time in one's life where you have to stop, you have to breathe and pause and ask yourself, who am I and what kind of relationship do I have with me? How often do I communicate with me? How often do I go in and I talk to me? I was talking to someone the other day, and he asked me, what did I do? And I knew what he was asking me, but for me, you know, I answer people to give them a different perspective. So when he asked me the question, I said to him, I talk to God all day.
That's what I do. I talk to God all day.
And he was like, oh, yeah? I said, yeah, I talk to God all day. And he said, well, I talk to God too. And then he said, I talk to him in the morning when I get up. I talk to him or she. I talk to him when I go to sleep. Thinking about that, and I said, that's the only time that he really goes within himself. It's in the morning and at night. So throughout the whole day, at least 8 hours, 8 to 12 hours, there's no communication that's going on with him and him. He's not going within. He's not going within and having conversations with himself, because his relationship with him is brief. It's brief. It's a part-time lover is what it is. Sometimes we are part-time lovers to ourselves. We only talk to ourselves in the morning. We talk to ourselves at night when we go to sleep. And we talk to ourselves when we have problems. But we don't cultivate a relationship with ourselves. We don't. And it's something that is not taught and is not told to us to do, told to us to get with ourselves at times. I remember some time ago I went to the Azusa conference back in the early 90s, and I was Prophetess Juanita Bynum. This is when she first came out on the set in the gospel arena, the Christian arena. And she was saying how we need to just sit down and talk to ourselves sometimes. And that is true. We need to get in that silent moment and just go within. Because the kingdom of God is within. The clarity in which I speak about is within. The light in which I speak about is within. The wisdom in which I speak about is within. The forgiveness in which I speak about is within. It's within. Everything is within. And then it goes out. So however you're treating yourself within yourself, it will be projected on the outside and you will see a reflection of it. Some are aware of it. And when you are aware, you can bring yourself quickly into alignment with what's supposed to be done and what is stated to do. And some of us go through life creating realities out of default and not realizing the discord, the disharmony, the misalignment that is going on within our being, within our own being. We don't realize that. And I have much compassion for those who don't. Because those who don't, and if you are one of those, if you are one of those, it's hard for you, it's a challenge for you to forgive, it's a challenge for you to love, it's a challenge for you to own your own personal power. Everything that is of God within the kingdom of who you are within is hard for you to grasp, because you, based on your relationship with you, the misalignment, you are separating yourself from that. Separating is almost like you're walking away from the fullness of who you are. You're walking away from the fullness of who you are. The divine of who you are, the sovereignty of who you are. And because you're walking away, you cannot see the light. You cannot know the light. You cannot experience the light. You cannot experience clarity. And you may have windows, and I'm saying small windows of clarity, but you don't have the fullness, the full view of it, the wholeness of it. You may see things in part, but you don't see the whole. You can only see the tree. You can't see the whole. And I tell you this, when you begin to see the whole, you can bless all experiences you have had and you are having and you are going to have. Bless them, because you know that there is a divine plan in motion, set in motion, just for you. Just for you. So I'm going to take me a break, let you listen to some more Darryl Cooley, and I'll be right back to finish out the show.
When and they stretch them high and stretch them wide. And all day Saturday, there was no activity. They thought Jesus really had died.
Okay, I'm back. Your host, Yashua Elohim, Transcending Sankofa with Sankofa Infinity Ministries. Before I begin, continue, I want to go ahead and make my announcement. You can always reach me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. If you desire to be coached, if you desire to have a speaker, or desire to have someone to write something for you so that you can speak it, please do contact me at iamsankofa9@gmail.com. You can also reach me at 347-559-4291, and we can go over the consultation and all that stuff that comes along with it. And what else? You can always reach me on Facebook. I am Sankofa Infinity. And if you're in the New York area, I also have a meetup group, so you can go to meetup.com, and it is Cultivating Spirituality, Cultivating One Spirituality with Sankofa Infinity Ministry. So there, I'm all over the place, in many places at one time, speaking to many spaces and places at one time from one voice. But Okay, now back to forgiveness. Well, no, we're not doing forgiveness. We moved from that. But every now and then I will talk about it. I will say something about it. But no, the ultimate relationship one should be concerned with is the relationship in which you have with yourself. Too often we are caught up and intertwined with having a relationship outside of ourselves, and we go on and on and on, and this is where seeking love in the wrong places. Whenever you're seeking love outside of yourself, yeah, you're definitely going down a path you do not want to go down. Or you might want to go down the path. You might like the drama of it. But the path of least resistance to seeking love is to go within and cultivate a relationship with yourself, one in which you can cultivate confidence and trust with yourself. And come into the knowledge of knowing who you are as a divine being. As a divine being on a soul journey. Knowing and understanding the importance of that. Because without that, you go through life floundering from one place to another. One space to another. Person, place, thing, or idea. It's just like a feather in the wind, you know. It is good to have and to cultivate a relationship with yourself. Now, many people are probably saying, well, I got a relationship with myself. How do you know? The mere fact that you're saying, I got a relationship with myself, should let you know that maybe you need to reconsider that statement and really figure out and really ask yourself, do I have a relationship with myself? Do I have a relationship with myself, and what does that mean to have a relationship with myself? What does that mean? How does that feel? You have to ask yourself these questions. When you ask yourself these questions, you don't look for validation. You don't look to see if someone else is approving what you're doing, seeking approval for what you're doing. You stay within yourself. You stay centered within yourself. And I guarantee you, anything that you need to know in regards to having a relationship, a divine, personal and spiritual relationship with yourself, will come to you. It may come to you in a book. It may come to you by child just saying something to you. It may come to you by you just driving down the highway and you just see it on the billboard. It may come to you in different ways because that's how the universe communicates with you. And it mostly communicates with you through symbolism, symbols. You see the symbol, the energy of the symbol connects with that which is already inside of you. So there's always a divine cooperation going on between you and the universe, cosmic intelligence, always, always. This is why we're always in sync. And that's another thing. You will know when you are coming into the alignment of who you are, or you will know when you're coming into the alignment of cultivating a relationship with you based on synchronicity. You know, and that, what I have found is that is probably one of the most dominant and pronounced results to experience and know that there's a greater. There's a greater that goes before you. There's a greater that goes before you and straightens the path, clears the way, straightens the crooked places, lay the heels flat. There is something greater within you that goes before you. But everything has to start and end with you. Before you leave your house, everything starts and ends with you. Get with yourself first before going out to mingle with the people outside of you. Get with yourself first, and you will see a big difference. Matter of fact, why don't you experience it? Why don't you experience getting with yourself, going out, and then not getting with yourself, and then going out, and see how the energy feels. See how stable or balanced you feel in comparison to. I can't make up these things, and I can't tell you something that I have not yet experienced myself. And one thing I know about wisdom seekers, once we have come into wisdom, once we have come into divine understanding, overstanding, and knowledge, we want to give it away because we want everyone else to come along. To come along. We want everyone else to be elevated and expanded in their soul being. We want that. So this is why I come on and I broadcast. I don't get paid for it. It's the universe that pays me. I just have to show up and do the thing in which I need to do, which my soul is called to do, or the blueprint of my soul. That's all. When you find the thing that you will do for free, that is the thing in which you are called to do. It's not always the thing, whatever you get upset about or whatever disturbs you is your purpose. No, it's not always that. The thing that you find to do for free and you do it effortlessly is the thing in which you're called to do. It is. It is so. It is so. It took me a while to come into that knowing, but I got it. I got it, and it's okay. It's okay. It is okay, and I love what I do, who I am. I love the relationship in which I have with myself because the relationship, the fullness and the abundance of the relationship that I have with myself, it reflects outside of me. And I have loving and fulfilling relationships outside of me. I have friends that love my company and I love their company. I have a significant other, a lover, who loves me, who absolutely adores me, and I adore him because he adores me. And it's all about the soul. It's the soul that is doing it. It is the soul that is doing it. I just showed up. I just showed up. I was telling my friend, I said, you know, I have been waiting for you to show up. I'm so glad that you showed up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And then he says to me, welcome. You know, but it is the soul. It's the soul that goes forth and do the things in which it needs to be, which needs to be done. It is not of my doing. Not of my doing. And I think it's a beautiful thing.
I think it is a beautiful thing. And if you cannot give unto yourself that which you would give unto Caesar, why give it all? Why give it all? You'll never be fulfilled. If I can give to the outside of me, all of me, why can I not give all of me to me? If I give to the outside all of me, I'm only giving to them part of me. If I give unto myself all of me and all of who I am experiencing the wholeness, the completion, the perfection of who I am as a divine being. And that is my dominant intent, is to be in alignment with my soul so that my soul can cooperate and communicate to my spirit. My spirit gives forth, and my soul is the one that executes. That is the one. So that is the one. That is my mate. That is my soulmate. That is my soulmate. That is my twin flame, the soul within me. We walk hand in hand. We get up together. We eat together. We talk together. We speak. When I'm speaking, it's speaking as well. And I love that relationship. I love relating to that ship of who I am. I love it. And there's nothing outside of me that can compare, even weigh itself against it. It cannot be compared to. It cannot be weighed. So whatever I have, I'm definitely asking you to find within yourself, to have for yourself. Now, someone may say, well, you know, if I start walking around here talking about I got a relationship with myself and how I have conversations with myself and this and that, people are going to think I'm crazy. I say this to you. You ought not be talking about the relationship that you have with yourself to other people. When it's time for you to communicate that, the people that you communicate it to, they are going to have a relationship with themselves as well. So in that thing, in that sense, you're all experiencing the same thing, but you're coming together in agreement to what is happening, the experience. Now, people may say, well, I walk around here, I talk to God. To God. And what they're saying is that I pray, because prayer is self-talk. It is a invoking and evoking of the higher self and more. Let me not forget more. That's what it is. We are spiritual beings having the mortal experience. And as spiritual beings, it is mindful that we stay focused on the alignment of that spiritual being, that non-physical aspect of who we are. Because at the end of the day, that is the thing in which that is it that speaks. That is the I am that I am present that speaks out of you. No one else. No one else. It goes with you wherever you go. You don't have to go with it. It goes with you because you came into the earth with it. And it's up to you to cultivate the relationship, or you can choose not to. It doesn't matter. you have free will. Free will, and I just say free your will to make a choice, to make a decision. That's all. Because the majority of the time it's the will of man or woman in trouble. It is the will. For some reason, we can't find within ourselves to turn that wheel inward to make choices. Is the essence of our divinity. That is our point of power, when you can make a choice and make a decision. That is your point of power. That is your point of power. And that is how you own your power, by making a choice and a decision based on the cultivation of your spirituality. And in doing so, you call back the powers in which you have released into spaces and places and things that no longer serve you. And you develop and you unfold into the fullness of who you are. You begin to see yourself as the divine sees you. And that is divine. Divine sees you as the divine. It can't see you as anything else other than divine. Other than divine. So, these things are imperative to spiritual cultivation. And this is the theme of Sankofa's Infinity Ministry, is to inspire others through coaching, speaking, and writing to come into the alignment of who you are as a divine being. For greater is that which is in you than that which is out in the world. And that is true. But we don't realize how great we are. We don't realize how powerful we are. When you begin to walk into your power, and you begin to come into the fullness of who you are, the completion of who you are, the perfection of who you are, you will begin to take the stairway to tears. You will know what it really feels like to love.
Mm-hmm.
But that love must come from within. A dear colleague said, you will come into a new revelation of love. And then from there to a new revelation of sound. And from sound, you are coming to a new revelation of light. Out of the darkness that you can understand. Out of the darkness that you can understand tonight, become the light of this world. For out of your darkness, light shall appear. Darkness is nothing but chaos. Out of chaos, there is order. Order is light. Light is wisdom. All truth are half truth. But wisdom is wisdom. Wisdom is just wisdom. It's just wisdom. So, tonight has been definitely another good show for me, and I look forward to being with you again Thursday night, 7 o'clock, and doing the same thing as the I Am that I am present. For within me, I can and I have and I will declare and decree my presence as the sovereign presence of the divine, being the expression of feminine energy, creativity, love, light, wisdom, knowledge, prosperity, providence, poise, peace, power. So with that, I'm going to leave the show. No chatters. Oh, I did have a chat. Okay. The chat room was open, and you know what? I'm going to, before I even go, if I have any callers that come on, I mean, you can ask, you can call in 646-595-3646, and I'm going to leave the show open just for callers. If there are any chatters that want to come on, feel free to do that. I have no problem with that. I'm always looking to communicate because I enjoy communicating. And it doesn't matter what subject it may be, because for me, I that speak is, it is the soul that is within me that speak is. So whatever is brought to me, the soul will make it known. And I am grateful for the trust that, very grateful. While we're waiting for any callers or chatters, I'm going to play another song by Darryl Cooley. I really enjoy his music. And hopefully Thursday I'll have something different. Not new, very old. These are things that aid, that assisted me in the progression of my spiritual growth and the expansion of my soul. And once again, like I mentioned earlier, I am so grateful for all of the experiences that I have or that I've had. Nothing that I have experienced is used as naught. Everything is useful, and I'm grateful. So be well, listen to this, and I'll be right back.
Standing on the promises. Holding fast with all my might to His word, because if God said it, I believe it by my faith. So I'm standing on the promises. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in. I'm not gonna turn around. I'm standing on the promises of God. Thank you. I'm standing on the promises. Trusting in what God said. Holy clinging to the word that I have read. I'm not trusting in the
to the best time of your life. You are getting ready to get your inheritance.
Just look at somebody and say, it's your time, it's your time. Vanessa, come to the stage for me, please.
Yeah, oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, come on, y'all, and say,
it's your time.
Everybody, can you just say that with a thing?
It's your.
Why don't you look at somebody and sing it to them?
And I'm standing here tonight.
Yeah.
After
How many people know it's your time? Oh, just touch somebody and say, it's my time. Everybody say,
the end of Sankofa Infinity Ministries, doing their thing, doing our thing, transcending Sankofa. We look forward to seeing you, hearing from you, talking with you Thursday evening, 7 o'clock, same place, same time. Be blessed, and I say to you, namaste, namaste, namaste.